الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه بل له ما في السماوات والأرض كل له قانتون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in the current verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about what the Jews, the Christians, and the mushrikeen from the Arab had to say regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got a child. Now in one verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ اللَّهِ. The Yahud, they said that Uzair, Prophet Uzair, is the son of Allah. And the Christians said that Al-Masih Isa, the son of Maryam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Christians said that he is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the mushrikeen from the Arab, they said, وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ سُبْحَانَهُ. Allah says that they attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daughters. And Allah says, glory be to Allah. Now in this verse Allah says, then all of them, they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah got a child. Subhanah, Allah says glory be to Allah. Allah is high above having any child. Allah is free from all defects. In other words, it is a defect in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah to have a child. Why? Because we know a child belongs to the genus of his parent, his father. A boy or son, a son or daughter belongs to the genus of his or her father. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a child, in other words we are saying that the child of Allah now belongs to the genus of Allah, God himself. And that is then a defect in Allah, because we know that there is nothing similar to Allah at all. That is why in Surah Al-Ikhlas we read, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. Allah says, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, that Allah did not beget, nor was he begotten. And immediately after Allah says, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And there is nothing similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says that you see whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on this earth, they are all under the control. They are in the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. And they are obedient to Allah. Then Allah explains to us one of His qualities or how He created the heavens and the earth. Allah says, بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That Allah, He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. If we look at this word, badi', in other words, linguistically this word here means to create something without any precedent. A خَالِقُهُمَا مِنْ غَيْرِ مِثَالٍ سَبَقْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the originator. He created the heavens and the earth without there being any model before for Allah to look at and to copy it and then to create the heavens and the earth. So Allah created them without any precedent. And then Allah says, Allah shows us now in the next part of the verse that how swiftly He executes His command and His orders. Allah says, وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا. And when Allah decides on a matter, that is to execute something, فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah simply says, be, and it becomes. In another verse Allah says, وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدًا. Then listen, our command is not but one. So we give one command. كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ. And then it is executed like the blink of an eye. That is how fast and quick Allah's commands are executed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That those who do not know, in other words, the Jews, the Christians, and the mushrikeen from the Arab, they say, what do they say? لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُونَ اللَّهُ أَوْ تَأْتِينَ آيَةً. They make two demands, two requests. The first demand is, why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak to us? Why doesn't Allah speak to us directly? We want to hear Allah. Allah must speak to us and tell us that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His true messenger. So this is the first demand. The second demand they make is, أَوْ تَأْتِينَ آيَةً. Why doesn't a sign come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why doesn't a sign come to us to prove the sidq, the truthfulness of the nubu of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Allah says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. Those before them, the kuffar in the past, they would say the same. So Allah says, قد Allah says, تشابهت قلوبهم. Their hearts resemble each other. In other words, the kufar in the past and the kufar of current day, their hearts resemble each other in kufar. And then Allah says, قد بينا الآيات. Who said we did not explain signs? We did not explain the signs. Here, in other words, we see in this verse that Allah did not bother about answering the first request and their first demand. What is the first demand they made? They said, why doesn't Allah speak to us? In other words, Allah doesn't have to speak to you because you are not of the status of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam or Malaika for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak to you. These were kafirs. So Allah didn't even bother about responding to the first demand. But Allah said, as for the second demand, why doesn't a sign come to us to show us the truthfulness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah said, yes, plenty signs were revealed. And I explained plenty signs. قَدْ بَيَّنَّ الْآيَاتِ We explained them. But to who? لِقَوْمِ يُوقِنُونَ We explained them to a people who are convinced. In other words, you are not convinced. That is why you make these demands. That is why you make these requests. But as for the believers and the mu'mineen, they are convinced when they read these verses. They believe in them and they have complete conviction and certitude in these ayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true iman and complete yaqeen in Allah.